Give it up for Monday. Clap your hands on Monday. Let's dance, it's Monday. It's a happy Monday. The first day of the week.
It's Monday!
Sitting here, all of a sudden my phone starts flashing. News break. Kate Middleton took two new photos of Prince William's birthday, and fans can't get over the family's candid moments. It's BS like that that we're focused on. Welcome to the Monica J Show. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, your live and local FM Talk. Kardashians, Real Housewives, who gives a flying you-know-what? Please, just stop watching these things. 884-9910, that's our talk and text line. Let's go to the phone lines right now and check in with Ted this morning. Wants to talk about Minneapolis. Hi, Ted. Thanks for calling the show.
I'm from Uptown in Minneapolis.
Ted, you there?
And my two bars are Mortimer's and Red Dragon.
I'm sorry, Ted, I didn't get the beginning of your statement. Can you do that again?
Yes, we are from Uptown in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We were born and raised there, my wife and I. And the last 5 years, Minneapolis has just gotten extremely scary.
Oh, I can imagine. There are a lot of areas in this country that have just literally been taken over by anarchists, you know, people who believe in Marxism, people who believe that they've been held down and they've been, you know, just their lives aren't worth anything because they've been taught to feel that way. And Ted, it is just so wrong. I mean, this is the biggest country for opportunity for everybody. Men, women, every race, every religion, and it is so unappreciated. It's unbelievable.
Monica.
Ted, I'm sorry. We're having problems with our phone lines, and you just got knocked off. I apologize about that. But let me do here what I wanted to do real quick, actually, answer an email from this listener. Monica, can you please elaborate on the police taking their own lunches? In what areas here in Northern Nevada? My husband's among our wonderful law enforcement personnel. All of them. Sorry. This is not something new. People spitting in other people's foods or, you know, giving them something extra. It just start taking your own lunch. Especially if you're in law enforcement, that's all I'm saying is, you know, unless you are guaranteed that your meal is clean, I'm getting into the position, I just don't trust anybody anymore. You know, you may know the owner of a restaurant and they're fantastic, but you don't know who's putting your burger together or your sandwich together. And, you know, if you can't, that's why I like going to places like Subway's and Port-a-Subs, because there it is. You're standing right there and they make it in front of you. And I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Oh, Ted, good. We got you back. So let's go back to Ted from Minneapolis at one point. Ted, what was that comment you were going to make?
I was basically raised, Monica, by the Minneapolis police, and that Bob Kroll, the union president for the police, is absolutely wonderful, and he speaks the truth. And he is the union president for the police. And let me tell you something. Whenever I, as a teenage crazed lunatic, did something wrong, the Minneapolis police beat my ass and put me in my place, and I needed it, and I had it coming.
That's the way it is, Ted. We have so many of these young men out there that they're on the streets of Chicago getting killed because they don't have fathers in the homes or mothers in the homes who are doing, you know, that sit down and come to Jesus moment where you're never going to get out of the house again if you don't straighten up. And, you know, for our law enforcement, they take their community personally. They want to see these people succeed, the boys, the girls. You're seeing more and more girls get into gangs, get into violence. I mean, the woman that was arrested for firebombing, for Molotov cocktailing the police cars, it was a woman. You know, the guys are just like open up the way and then the girls come in and follow it up. But Ted, thank you for calling and giving that straight, flat out answer, because this is how they started decades ago. Okay, they removed the family unit. And then they started creating their own types of families for these kids out on the streets. And, you know, we'll be your family. We'll teach you how to do things. And teaching those kids how to do things is violence and is intolerance. You know, you can't even have two Hispanic gangs or two black gangs in the same street with each other because they'll kill each other. What kind of life is that? We have to clean up our communities, and a lot of times that starts within the church. I am so upset that I do not have this pastor's name. But this is what everybody needs to hear right now at this moment, whether you're black, white, Hispanic, because people who stand up for their communities and speak the truth, that's what we need more of. We need less Hillary Sheevies, Steve Sisolak's, and we need more people like this pastor who says it like it is.
The African-American people who have treated this man better than they would treat Jesus if Jesus returned.
Barack Obama.
And so you can't say anything about him because he's partially alleged to the African-American people. And you know, black people always walk around with a chip on their shoulder because they're black, daring anybody to say anything to them. And our society has been hijacked and kidnapped and pushed into a corner where no one can say anything publicly about black people. If you do, they call you a racist and a bigot. So the true thoughts and true dialogue between white folk and black folk cannot go forward because you cannot speak your mind or the truth without being called a racist if you say anything about the spirits of black folk, the habits of black folk, the spirit that black folk are full of, black men are full of abandonment, they're full of murder, they're full of robbery, and they're full of violence. Now, that is not to say that all black men are, but 70% of them are. 70% of them desert their children. 70% of them don't marry the mothers that they father children through. 1.2 million of them are in prison. And this has nothing to do with white folk or slavery. So you can't, we can't have a true and meaningful dialogue about race in this nation, because if you say anything against black folk, you will be drummed out of town and out of church. So here's what I want to say to you as we go forward to fight this battle. The first thing we're going to have to do, you're going to have to do what I'm doing. You got to stand up and not be worried about popular opinion,
yeah,
or what people say about you or what people think about you.
Amen.
Black people got a chip on their shoulder. If you want to knock it off, knock it off. Knock that chip right off their shoulders. I mean, they knock chips off of everybody else's shoulder. I mean, what is fair is fair. We've got to get rid of what I have referred to as affirmative black social affirmative action, the way we have to walk around eggshells, the way white people have to walk on eggshells around black people, on the job, in the church, and every place else. If you're white, you have to walk on white eggshells so that you don't offend these black people that wear their racism on their shoulder, their blackness on the shoulder, and they wear slavery on their sleeves. This has got to stop. It is hurting the black race. It is destroying the white race, and it's pulverizing our nation in terms of its relation. And we working together, united, to be able to make for a greater nation and even a greater church to give God the glory. I say unto you, stop, white people, stop walking on eggshells around black people. I mean, who are they anyway that you got to be so careful about everything you say, everything you do, every place you go, and every turnaround you got to hear slavery. Every other moment you got to hear something about slavery, or you got to hear something about police brutality. I mean, it just needs to stop. And black folk are not going to stop lapping this up and pushing you into a corner and bribing you and making you act like a misfit while you're around them and having you so glad that you're no longer in their presence. When you finally leave work or wherever else you are with them, you can finally relax and be yourself. This has got to stop because it's destroying black people. It is giving them a false sense of security, making them think that they don't have to do anything to better their lives, that you are the cause of everything that's going wrong with them. Now, if you white folk are tired, if you are tired, if you're sick and tired of hearing black folk blame you for everything that's wrong with them, stop acting like you are wrong. You are the blame. You are the reason for everything that's wrong with black folk. You're not. So stop acting like it. Knock them chips off of those black folk's shoulders and knock that slavery off of their sleeves. And can an amen and a boom shakalaka go right there?
Amen, boom shakalaka.
I'm Pastor James David Manning, and we're going to put an end to this mess going on here in America, and we're going to build a great nation of unity.
Thank you, Pastor James. Amen. Boom shakalaka. There you have it. That's called honesty. That's called standing up for yourself and standing up for your country, standing up for your city, your state, getting rid of these spineless rejects like Hillary Sheevy, Steve Sisolak, Naomi Dewar, anybody who takes a stand with Black Lives Matter is no better than Hitler, is no better than Mussolini, is no better than Satan himself, because all they want to do is divide. They're being led by the Democrats. The Democrats had control when Obama was in there. Joe Biden has been in government for 47 years, and he has done nothing about this. They embrace people like Al Sharpton. They go back and they listen to a young Farrakhan and they think, oh, this man speaks the truth. How can we embrace him? And then you listen to Farrakhan now, who says, not God bless America, but God damn America. That's who the younger generation is listening to. And if you're going to let them continue to do it, if you're going to let black and white people march through the streets and say things like kill cops, defund cops, kill white babies, kill white people, if you're going to continue to let them do it, then I don't want anything to do with you. Because the white people out there who are saying that this is acceptable, you don't know what they're really saying. They are saying that your life doesn't matter. Nobody else's life matters except for theirs. And to bring unity to this country, you can't have that. You embrace everybody. You embrace every color, every religion, because you know what? Not every religion is bad as well. You have radicals and extremists in everything, and you call out the bad. You embrace the good, and we come together, and we literally win over. Sorry for being offensive, but we win over the Democrats because the Democrats are the ones who are pushing this, led by Schumer, Biden, Pelosi, Clintons. You want a real education of how Black Lives Matter? Go find out about how much money was put from the Clinton Foundation into Haiti. How a man who was in an exposed criminality of the Clintons was murdered. How somebody working with the Clintons was trying to abduct, kidnap Black children. Education and knowledge is a wonderful thing. But you do the research, you do the work yourself. You don't just listen to people pander. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT 99.1.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, 884-9910, the talk and text line. Sorry, I lost my connection to the station, so I didn't realize we had callers on the line, because you know you're my first priority. So let's go to Lance at 884-9910. Lance, thanks for calling the show. Oh, see, we lost Lance. I was taking too long. So I believe Neil is still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hi, Neil. Take it away.
Hi. I wanted to talk about Native Americans. Everybody's talking about the Black Lives Matter. But what about the people who lived here before they, the Native Americans who need to fight for their rights to be a country again out of them? We are just here to visit. We are not. The white people and the Black people need to stop away, and the Native Americans, you know, because
Neil, do you know what war is, Neil? When another country comes in and conquers? Okay, well, at the time, way back when this country was founded, I hate to tell you this, but the British came in and the white men came in and they conquered this United States. It was horrible. The Native Americans were slaughtered and they were put onto reservations. But you know what? That's what happened. This country is never going to be given back to Native Americans. So we have to cherish their heritage. We have to cherish their history, what they teach us. But guess what? It's a melting pot.
I know.
They have benefits now that Americans will never have. They have hardships and histories that Americans will never have. But while we're in the process of erasing American history, then how about we just erase Native American history as well? That's not what you do, Neil. You work together to have unity. So, yes, I cherish Native Americans. I mean,
yes,
I love...
Third parties, and we need everybody to...
Work. No, it's not going to work, Neil. Third parties do not work. Our government is set up as a two-party system. If you are going to have a third party come in that just takes away from either party, it doesn't work. You have to demolish the entire system of government and start over. And people aren't willing to do that. So pick a side. A lot of Native Americans are Republicans. A lot of them are Democrats. If you want unity, then pick a side. Get into that party, be involved, and make change. That's the problem with Democrats and Republicans. Again, it goes down to the bully system, okay? Who's going to be bullied so they don't stand up for what they believe in? How many Republicans are out there screaming the mantra, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter? No, all lives matter. All law enforcement matters. All laws matter. If you don't like a law, get it changed. If you don't like a statue, bring up a petition to your city council to have a statue removed. You don't cause anarchy and just start going and ripping stuff down because you don't like it. Or you go into that mob jungle mentality. It doesn't work that way. Welcome to the United States of America. If you want to participate in the process, then you obey the laws. If you don't, then get the hell out. There are a lot of other countries that would be happy to have you. Venezuela, Cuba, Russia, Iran, Iraq, the list goes on and on. China, I'm sure that they can use you right now. We value what this country stands for. When you start bringing up, well, it stands on the back of Native Americans, you know what? You're not doing anybody any good. That's just more divisions. We are a melting pot as a country. If you want to see change, if you want to make change, then you get into elected office and you grow a spine. You don't let people shut you down and tell you that you are racist, that you are sexist, that you are a misogynist. They have been doing this to us for the last 80 years, pitting women against men, pitting black against white against every other color, pitting Christians against Muslims. And it has to stop. It has to stop now. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back with more of your calls, more of your texts and your emails right after this. And more of the Reverend. Oh, my gosh. I just absolutely love him. On 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
Now that I've had a moment to compose myself. Welcome to the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We'll get to a few of your texts and your emails. First off, let's go to the talk and text line at 884-9910 and check in with Bob this morning. Bob's got some good news for us and some bad news. Bob, I don't know which to start with, so whichever you want to start with.
I'll start with the good news, Monica. God, you got me there. I listen to you probably 4 days out of five, okay? And I've been a talk radio listener for 30 years. And today, I listen to probably 12 or 15 other people on talk radio, okay? That's the good news. The bad news is we moved here. I retired 3 years ago and moved here, and I just love it here. It was one of the best decisions of my life, okay? Mm-hmm. But just because of a sheer accident, not accident, but happened to talk to a mutual friend of ours and told me about your show. I would never have heard about it. I would never have heard about it, okay? And some way we need to get the information out to more people. You make so much sense. You back up your arguments. You talk about interesting subjects that people that live here should definitely be interested in and affects us all. And how can we do that? You're never going to get the libtards on the far left to listen to you, okay? The people on the far right, if they know about you, certainly are going to be, you know, it's like preaching to the choir. It's that squishy middle that makes the difference. And we need to somehow get to the squishy middle to get them to get listen to people like yourself to get the information and to get the truth. That's the bad news or challenge. How do we do that?
Bob, I am horrible at talking and talking and talking, and I get so wound up that just listening to myself, you know, trying to put my thoughts together, that I keep forgetting to tell people that if you go on to 991fmtalk.com, you can stream the show from wherever you are. We have listeners in Italy. We've had producer Craig pulled it up the other day. We had somebody that was listening in Bogota, Colombia. I was kind of nervous about that, but we're not going to stereotype people. And so you can listen from anywhere. And all of our shows are podcast. So you can listen to past shows. You can listen from the beginning of when I started my program a year and a half ago, or you can listen to just today's show. So the means are out there. I just forget to toot my own horn or to put it out there. So there are ways that you can have friends listening, and we appreciate all of it.
Well, I'm part of the choir, okay? So what we need to do is we need to get people Just to give an example, okay, during the last recall operation, I didn't get a petition or a thing to get petitions for probably about 2 weeks before the deadline, okay? Mm-hmm. And I was only able to get 12 people signed up. But of all the people I talked to, there was only one of them had ever been approached. And they didn't even know about it, let alone signed a petition. And
well,
so,
you know,
obviously...
It's interesting that you bring that up, Bob, because Saturday... I went and we held our first kind of volunteer collection at Rancho San Rafael Park on Saturday at 11 o'clock. And when I got there, I was hoping for hundreds of people. But in reality, when I showed up, we only had about 25 people that were there to become volunteers. And half of them were already previous volunteers. The problem is I am the only person in the media, whether it be print, whether it be television, whether it be conservative radio stations in any of our area, I am the only person who talks about the recall effort because the blamestream media does not feel it can succeed. They don't want to talk about it. They're being literally silenced because their Democrat-controlled owners or whatnot don't want them to talk about it. The only thing that we can do is spread the word about the brand new board that has taken over. It is a gentleman from Las Vegas. That was our biggest downfall, was not having representation in Las Vegas and really tight representation in Washoe County, because you have to have those two counties. It's just spread the word, whatever you can, fightfornevada.com. Right now we are getting volunteers who will go out and take the petitions out, because technically we're still on lockdown. Businesses still haven't opened where we can go and set up. Some of the places have, like the DMV, but others haven't. So we have to have business owners who take that stand and want the recall to happen, want Sisolak out, because a lot of businesses were intimidated because they didn't want to upset the people who still supported Sisolak. So again, you have to stand on your morals and your values, and we have got to get Sisolak out of office. So again, fightfornevada.com. Bob, do whatever you can do to help us out to get the word out. And I appreciate your time. I gotta let you go. I got two other calls on the line. Let's go to Gary. Gary, you've got some comments about the BLM?
Yes, I do. We've been talking about, you know, Black Lives Matter and the connotations of all that and where the money's going and so forth. And, you know, I've been thinking that we ought to change and start a movement with that My Life Matters. MY, My Life Matters. It's not Black Lives Matters or All Lives Matters. It's me personally. My life matters, and I'm important.
You know, I love that movement and I love the sound of it, but they're going to come back with the same harassment, Gary, that you're taking away from Black Lives Matter. And it's just the same runaround that goes back to all lives matter. Yours, mine, they all matter. Every profession out there matters. It's just, it's ridiculous the way that they shout people down and they believe that their opinion and their voice is above anybody else's. And the intimidation that they have with local leaders, which aren't leaders because they have no spines whatsoever, Naomi Dewar, Neoma Jardin, Bonnie Weber in some cases. You know, these people, Devin Reese, oh, he's one of the worst, and he's going for re-election. You know, Hillary Sheevy. Sorry, Amade has no spine. He's got no voice on this either. So we have to get people into elected office who actually support everybody and who support a better country. Gary, thank you so much for the call. And since you brought up Black Lives Matter, I want to cue you in something here, because this is actually from actblue.com. If you donate to Black Lives Matter, to further their cause for any reason, what you are doing is you are donating to the extreme left wing of the Democrat Party, okay? And this is how they do it. Let me walk you through it. If you go to actblue.com and you look up their disclaimer of warranties and limitation of liability, that's where they have this all hidden under. Let me explain it to you. This site is provided by ActBlue on an as-is and as-available basis. Okay? If you donate to ActBlue, this is the redesignation of contributions. In the event that a campaign or committee fails for 60 days to cash a check from ActBlue, which includes your contribution, that money can be put to one of their social welfare organizations, which is similarly, in their eyes, acceptable. So contributions to charitable organizations which are not cashed or affirmatively refused will go to the ActBlue charities. The ActBlue charities are the Democrat National Committee, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, all the other list that is there. That is where BLM money is going. They don't cash the checks. They let it go into ActBlue's default system. And ActBlue, which is a Democrat set up system, it's all written right here for you. All you have to do is go to ActBlue and research it for yourself. The majority of Democrat controlled charities and political contributions are done through actblue.com. Just so you know, you can say, I'm a Republican. I didn't donate to the Democrats, but I did donate to, you know, BLM, Black Lives Matter. Well, guess what? You just donated money to the Democrat National Party. That's how it works. I'm sorry, I've got three phone calls lined up here, so let's go to them very quickly. Lee, you wanted to say something about last Saturday's event.
Yeah, I was down there. I was confronted. I refused to say Black Lives Matter. They were in my face, Monica, and you can hear from my voice. I didn't raise my voice, but I was yelling All Lives Matter, and I was doing it for 5 hours, and they came after. The cops told me, Lee, you should leave. Because they are after you. And because I refuse to back down. I was called names, big time names.
One and the media, and Lee, so I can let you know, the media is portraying it that you guys were yelling All Lives Matter and Heil Hitler. And I know you guys weren't yelling Heil Hitler.
No, and before you hang up, I want to tell you this coming Saturday at 10 o'clock, I'll be down there again with my flag. And with a sign that says All Lives Matter. And I'm hoping people will hear this and show up because they're supposed to be back this coming Saturday.
Oh, yeah. They have to do it on Saturdays, Lee, because, well, that's what happens when you bus them in from Chico and Sacramento and Auburn and all these other places. They've got to make sure that they come on the weekends because they're too busy during the week.
I want people down there that are All Lives Matter people. You know, I want them to come down and support what I'm trying to do. And I tell you what, I'm not angry, okay? I'm disappointed. We had 20 people, okay? And those were just fly-by-night. They just showed up. I don't think they knew what was going on.
Yeah, but and, Lee, you know what? We're trying to get people signed up in Reno for the recall effort. There are people that have been out there rallying every single weekend. They're tired of it. It's an us versus them mentality, but you know what? More of us have jobs and things we need to do because they are being paid to be out there. So, Lee, thank you so much.
right. I love you, girl. You take care.
I love you, too. You have a, you take care of yourself. And when the police comes and the sheriff's deputy comes and says, you guys need to move on, you tell them no. Tell them to go tell the other side, those dipsticks laying down in the streets, why don't you enforce the law and you tell them to go? Stop pandering to the Carson City Sheriff's Department if they're not going to do their jobs. Law-abiding citizens can stay put. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Susan this morning. Wants to talk about the recall. Susan, thanks for calling the show today. What's on your mind about the recall? And
okay, couple of things. People need to start wearing masks. It says recall to select with either a phone number or a way to go on Facebook. This way everybody can see it. They need to put signs on their car when they're driving. If they're not comfortable parked with the car and the sign, they can take it off so nobody bothers the car because they don't trust anything. But this is one way of getting the word out, and people need to be at the DMV collecting signatures on the recall and at the same time talking about Black Lives Matter, because you're right, you're correct. All lives matter. And if these people think they're going to be protecting the wrong side and nothing's going to happen to them, all these corrupt people who's doing the corruption things are probably the same people who are corrupt themselves that's supporting them. Don't think it's not going to come back and bite you, you know, where it hurts, because it's eventually going to catch up to you. This is a mess, this country, and you need to start waking up. If you are not happy being in this country, you are feel free to move to another country. Thank you.
Exactly. Thank you, Susan, for your call. All right, real quick, if Craig is still with us, Craig, you got a couple of shout-outs you want to do?
Yes, I want to shout-out to Jerry Evans, to Monica Jay for putting the truth out every day. I appreciate you very much. And another shout out to Nye County for having the cojones to do what they did about the horses, wild horses.
Exactly. I love that. Craig, thank you so much for the call and those shouts out. Nye County, if you didn't hear, they just banned helicopter use of helicopter in roundups and terrorizing the wild horses. So you know what? I know that there are different things that we can do with the wild horses. We just have to get to the table and we have to talk them out and we have to discuss what's best. We need our ranchers, we need our beef, but we need our wild horses as well. So, and if you want to round them up, that's fine. But get some good old-fashioned cowboys out there and let them round them up that way. You don't use helicopters. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio, KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, and live right now with your calls.
All right, that was a busy day. I hope you got something out of today's show. If you missed anything, if you missed the pastor speaking the truth, my Black pastor that I got on, I'm going to have to play that again. Please listen to the podcast. As Bob had pointed out, I don't say it enough. If you go to 991fmtalk.com, we have our podcasting there. We have our streaming. I was just looking at the streaming locations, and we've got some lady listening in Shingletown, California. I don't know about that, but we've got people listening in New Zealand, in Colombia. We've got China, in Japan, and that's great. The Ukraine, Brazil, listening from all across the country, and that's how you do it, is we stream live, all right, at 991fmtalk.com. The podcasts are on the site as well. You can listen from day one when I started, how I progressed. I had to find my groove. I had to figure out what you would and you wouldn't put up with, and then I pretty much said, you know what, I just have to speak my truth. And so every show is there up until today's. We've got important work to do. We have to bring the communities together. We have to bring our country together. And we cannot let it fall to those who want to destroy us. And that's Democrat and Republicans. Because there are rhinos out there. Look what Mitt Romney is doing and what he has always done. Look at what he is doing. Look at when Harry Reid lied about Mitt Romney. What did he do? He didn't contradict him. He didn't say, you're lying. Just another spineless person that people elect to govern them. And we have to stop that. I believe in President Trump, and I believe that he is letting things play out for a reason. And to our earlier call about the military, Mike called, I'm not worried about the United States military. They back our president. And when the commander-in-chief calls, they will be there. Thank you to everybody who participated in the shows. I've got probably 10 texts just in the last 10 minutes I have to go through here right now. And all of the emails that you've sent me, I try to respond as fast as I can, but and get your comments on the air. But if I miss it today, we'll definitely talk about it tomorrow. Because we have to keep talking. It's when people silence you that all hell breaks loose. Because your voice has to be heard. And if it's just on this little radio station in the middle or at the top of Reno or top of Northern Nevada, then so be it. We'll get the word out because we are mighty. Love you.